Good morning. Welcome to the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. Travis Skaggs here with you this morning. We have in studio Ron Walsh and Marty Mastin talking about RSVP Star Spangled Celebration coming up November the 10th at MCTC. And guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here.
Ron, talk about the event. This has been going on for many, many years, and it's coming up again November the 10th at MCTC.
This is our 18th year, and we've got a great show lined up again. I start working on it in February and usually have it together by the summer, by the 4th of July is what I like to do. Yes, we do have another good one this year.
Give us the details. Who, what, when, where, and when does the event take place?
At 7 p.m. on Friday night, November the 10th, at the Fields Auditorium on the campus of Maysville Community and Technical College. And if anybody doesn't know where it's at, it's 1755 U.S. Highway 6862 in Maysville. And it holds over 500 people. And there's more than 500 parking spots for people to park in. So it's easy parking and easy entrance. Bob Herzog is returning for the 9th time to host the show. And he'll be the MC, take the stage at 7 o'clock. Actually, the band are this wonderful award-winning Mason County High School Jazz Band under the direction of Kendrick Applegate. They'll start playing about 6:30 while people are arriving and being seated, and we've got the wonderful JROTC cadets to seat the people where they want to be. Like I say, it holds over 500 people. Then we've got Judy and Mary that have been with us since we started 18 years ago. We've got Julie Clark. She just blows the roof off of the building every year. We've got the new Miss Kentucky, Mallory Hudson, Miss Kentucky 2023, and she's going to sing the song that she won the Miss Kentucky pageant with back around the 4th of July. And we've got last year's Miss Kentucky. She's a clogger, and hoping that she gets to clog with a quite elderly man that is going to be one of our honorees this year. Then we've got Hunter Jordan back. He went to Nashville and cut some songs earlier this year, and I really think he's headed for big-time stardom. He's from Lewis County, and he's already starred in multiple plays and productions down at the Opera House. And then last but not least, the wonderful Barbie Swiger. Just told me yesterday, classic country song that she's going to do, and it's really powerful. I love her as Patsy Cline, but of course she does just about anything. That's our show this year.
Marty, I know Ron and Angie Turner, who's also here, the RSVP director, they do a lot of work, and Ron, I know, has done this for many years, and you've been helping them the last several years.
I'm kind of like a volunteer, and I appreciate them letting me help them out with this because my mom was a volunteer for the RSVP about 5 years, and my dad, he was a veteran and a chaplain, and this is kind of like doing it in the memory of them, Jenny and Ted Mastin. They're just a great bunch to work with. Angie, she's super. Carolyn Dwyer and Ron here. I tell you, it takes a team effort to put a project together, and he's got an A team down there. I want to thank you and WFTM for letting us come on today. You guys do so much for a lot of community, and you know, you guys are just super and A+. And we just want to say thank you, and you guys are just fantastic. They kind of put me in charge of the snacks.
Maybe they know you like to eat, Marty.
Yeah. They must be pretty desperate. So I got a friend of mine, Vicki Smith, and she wanted to help. She helped last year. And I'd like to thank some folks, if it's okay. I'd like to thank Lisa and the staff down at the Mason County Detention Center. She made cookies last year. We called her up. She said, I'd love to do them. So she's going to bring them. And man, they are so good. And Savory by Kim, she's making finger sandwiches. She just wanted to do something, you know, for the veterans and everything. And she said, can I do something? I said, well, you know, food-wise, if you want to. So, and then there's Vicki Smith. And man, she makes these cupcakes. And they're blackberry inside cream. So I'm going to get a couple of them and take them home with me. And then there's a friend of mine. He wanted to do something. He didn't want his name announced, but he's a friend of mine. And he wanted to donate chips. So he's going to do some chips. And I tell you, like I said before, these guys do just a super job in putting this together. And Ms. Dwyer and Angie and Mr. Wallace, they're just fantastic.
Ron, talk about what's it been like, 18th year for this event. I know you have a lot of repeat performers. I guess they see the value in it and want to come back every year and support the veterans.
Yes, they do. Judy and Mary have been with us since we started. Actually, it's almost 20 years ago that we started, but we didn't have it for 2 years during the pandemic. We were unable to have it. So they've been with us every single year.
And you have a great venue there at MCTC with the stage, and then you mentioned ample parking and easy access, elevator. So really anybody can make it there.
Yes, they can. It's an easy place to get into, a comfortable place after you get into it. We just appreciate having that space so much. It's free admission. I don't think I said that a while ago. And we ask people to bring a can of food for the Veterans Food Baskets and Mason County Food Bank. And they can leave those on the lower level. Where they come in on the lower level, there'll be some JROTC cadets there to supervise that.
How do you iron out the time schedule? I know you have a lot of different performers. How do you kind of iron everything out to get everybody a certain slot for the 2 hours?
I go to Caroline Reese, and she puts it together for me, times it out so that it don't go over the 2 hours. We don't want it to go over the 2 hours, but she's a really great asset to me in doing that. She's had so much experience with the opera house and the theater, so that's who I turn to.
What's it like getting feedback, Ron, from community members or people that participate or local veterans? I mean, that's why you do this, for the local veterans to show their support and then also for our community to come and see this 2-hour musical tribute.
Yes, they are very appreciative, and I run into people all year long that thank me for doing it.
And then getting in contact with these individuals. Talk about that process. You've added some people over the years, whether it's Kendrick Applegate and the band. I mean, I guess you try to book these acts earlier, get these individuals to come. That way they get on their schedule.
That's right. They're all busy. And I'm thrilled to get all of them. Everybody's so cooperative, and they put their heart and soul into it. So it's just a wonderful project year after year. And of course, Bob Herzog, I start begging him. Well, I beg him the night he leaves from the previous year. Oh, yeah. And I start the hard begging around Valentine's Day. He usually says yes, possibly by May, if I'm lucky. Of course, I know there's a lot of people tugging at his heels, wanting him to do stuff for them, and he received some kind of award, I believe, in February, which triggered my head. Now's the time to start a humanitarian award for doing this for many, many other people. So I thought, now here's my time to start, and when I did, but he's got so many people tugging at his dates that he said yes while he was on the way to West Point to his son's graduation Memorial Day weekend. That's when I finally got a definite yes.
Talk about RSVP for our listeners. What is RSVP? Talk about the program and all the good you guys do.
The Retired Senior Volunteer Program has been in Maysville for over 50 years, I think about 52 years, and we have about 200, over 200 and close to 250 members at this time that volunteer at the local food bank, hospital, nursing home, helping with bingo, the welcome center, so many other places. And so the volunteer, when they sign on with us, they can take their pick from any of those places. The health department, we have them at the health department now, and people, you know, that are retired, they just want something to do. They don't want to just sit around, and they want to be worthy.
And I know they can do as many hours as they want or as many days as they want. I know my grandmother in the past has volunteered and really enjoys it. You mentioned getting out. You guys will pick them up at times and treat them like royalty.
Angie keeps the van in great shape. We enjoy picking them up. I try to be friendly to start the day out, and I think, well, maybe this is the highlight of their day, and it usually is. And I really like picking up your grandmother. She was always so much fun and always in a great mood, and yes, we'll pick them up.
You mentioned your family members volunteer to RSVP, the vital organization that is Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
I tell you what, she usually worked out to the hospital, well, volunteered out to the hospital, and she loved it. And it's like they would call her like at 7:30 or 8 o'clock and said, somebody's called in. Can you like come in? And she'd call me up, you know, she'd be all excited. And she said, yeah. And then she would always sit on the front porch and just wait on them. And she was just so proud to be a volunteer. And if there's an organization that somebody's looking to get into, this is the place. They're really good to the volunteers. But, you know, there's just so many people that wants to help do things. You would talk to somebody and say, oh, we didn't know that was in town. How do you get the info off this? And this goes back to you guys, because if it wasn't for you and the staff here, people wouldn't know about all this stuff. And it's like the Ledger Independent. Thank them also. Newspapers, radio stations. I ain't going to name another radio station, so don't worry. It'll be okay. But it's in Flemingsburg, you know, and it's like my dad. He was a veteran, and he was proud to be a veteran. This program that Mr. Walsh is doing with Angie and Dwyer and all of them. Everybody has to know a veteran. You may not have it in your family, but your next door neighbor may be one or whatever. This is your chance to go and support a veteran. And this is just a great program. I mean, They just work their tails off for this. And if I can throw a plug in for a couple of people, and then I'll be quiet. But you've got the 10th, the veterans program out to the college. And the VFW, we was talking about stuff, and they knew that we was coming on. So they just wanted people to know about the dinner the day after, which would be the 11th at 6 o'clock. And then you've got the parade on Sunday, which lineup is at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. So people come out. Come out
for the Christmas parade, but let's come out for the Veterans Parade, because I know that that parade doesn't get the attention that it deserves, and it should be the right. most deserving parade
right.
out of any of those.
Right. Like I said, this is the A team. I'm the B team. I just appreciate them letting me come and help out, but they just work their tails off. So come on out to this program. Take 2 hours out of your time. Listen to some music. Herzog, he had relatives here, you know, Tex.
That's what I thought, he had some ties
and everything.
Here.
And I used to live in his house, Tex McDonald, and just come on out and honor a veteran, or maybe if they're not here no more, in memory of a veteran. Bring a picture of a veteran that's no longer here and just hold it up. You know, just hold that picture up during the program and just think about those folks that's out there, men and women, that's supporting us and protecting us right now. Because you got so much going on in this world right now. Let's appreciate some people that's trying to help us out.
As Ron mentioned, it's free admission, but you can bring a can of food for the veterans' food baskets in the Mesa County Food Bank. So again, you're going to support the program, support veterans. And if you, like me, you go through your pantry, you have stuff that you bought and just sets in there where it could go to the food pantry, Mesa County Food Bank, and go in a Thanksgiving basket or help someone in need.
Yeah, absolutely. The RSVP, they do the food bank. You know, they do it up to IGA, and they also do it out to Kroger's. The volunteers come out, and they collect food. They do so much for this community. I don't think people really know what they do. They work their tails off, and I brag about them.
Ron, I know you guys have a big year-end festivity as well. I know a big meal or a big celebration at the end of the year. I know my mom picks up my grandmother, and then, you know, that's a big-time event to kind of honor all your individuals who volunteer.
It was great last year, and it was at the Limestone Center. That's something to look forward to every year. We like to, you know, give back to our volunteers. He was mentioning Bob Herzog's local ties, and I carried mail to his grandparents, T-Tex McDonald, a former mayor of Maysville. Bob has told me in recent years that him and his brother were underneath of the mail slot in the door where I shoved the mail through. He said, we were trying to catch the mail as you shoved it through. So I thought that was interesting. He's a great person. But he was a little boy then, I guess, and visiting his grandparents, and I had no idea those 31 years he was under the mailbox when I was shoving it through.
Again, the RSVP's Star Spangled Celebration coming up Friday, November the 10th. Ron, go over the details again. If we've got people just tuned in, what time it starts, and who's going to be performing there?
The band will start playing about 6:30 as people are being seated, and the JROTC ushers will find you the seat of your choice. But the show actually starts at 7 p.m. when Bob Herzog will take the stage. And also on the bill that evening will be Judy and Mary, the Robinson sisters that have been with us since the beginning, and their 99-year-old father will probably be sitting on the front row like he usually is. Russ Robinson and Julie Clark, who just blows the roof off of the building year after year with that wonderful voice that she's got. The current Miss Kentucky, the new Miss Kentucky, Mallory Hudson from Bowling Green will be there singing. And last year's Miss Kentucky, Hannah Edlin, will also be there clogging. She's a clogger. That's how she won last year. And last but not least, the wonderful Hunter Jordan from Lewis County that's been with the Maysville Players in many productions, and I believe he's headed for big-time stardom myself, like with American Idol or so forth. And last but not least, the wonderful Barbie Swigert, star of so many productions at the Opera House, and she told me a couple days ago classic country songs that she has that she's going to do this year, and it's terrific. It alone is worth the trip out that evening to enjoy her wonderful talents.
You mentioned the young people participating in the JROTC. I know they did that POW-MIA ceremony
yes.
when the governor was in town. That's quite an awesome ceremony to look at, and then the band. So if you want to just support the young people, go out and watch them.
Right. The POW MIA table ceremony will be the first thing after the intermission, after we take a 10-minute intermission. And the band just told me, the director, Kendrick Applegate, told me yesterday the medley that they've got to close out the show that evening. It's terrific, too, including God Bless the USA and some other great patriotic tunes. So it's going to be a great evening of entertainment that nobody in the area will want to miss.
Again, there's free flags to the first 100 people as well, courtesy of Woodmen of the World.
Yes, we're grateful for that every year.
Anything else on this event, Ron or Marty, you want to mention before we close out again? RSVP Star Spangled Celebration coming up Friday, November the 10th. It starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:15. It's at MCTC's Fields Auditorium. Anything we didn't mention that you guys want to mention today before we close out?
Well, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors that help us year after year after year. We're so grateful for them.
We've got the weekend for the veterans, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Just come on to one of them, especially the Friday night one, because they've worked really, really hard on this, and come out and support a veteran.
Again, free admission. Ron, if someone out there is listening today and they have time, maybe they're senior and they've listened to this interview today and they said, you know, maybe I've got some time to give or I want to support RSVP, how can they give you guys a call and then get in contact with you?
606-564-5511 is our number, and we'd love to hear from anybody. And transportation's never a problem. We've got a nice van that we can go pick you up, bring you back home at your designated time, and usually the time that you would be away from home would be about 3 hours.
And you'll try to find something they enjoy. There's a lot of different places they can volunteer, and you'll try to find something that they like to do and are excited to go to.
Right. It's always something new popping up that they can pick from, but all the older places that we've been volunteering at for years is still there too, like the hospital and nursing home and food bank, clothing bank, you name it. They've got a marvelous clothing bank here in town that people maybe don't know about. It's just bulging at the seams with every type of warm coats, warm winter clothes. Got so many that we put some back and save them till spring, you know, of the lighter weight clothing. And if people don't know about it, it's right behind the senior center. Have a wonderful senior center where a lot of our people volunteer.
Any idea how many volunteers you have or how many hours you guys have done?
About 250 at the present time.
Again, we've got with us today Ron Walsh and Marty Mastin. Guys, thanks for all your work on this event, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate
this opportunity.